This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday, the 23rd of February. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Dover and Trafalgar. The general synopsis at 18000. New low expected just west of Bailey, 955, by 18000 on Sunday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking, North Utsira, southerly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. South Utsira, variable 4, becoming southerly 6, increasing gale 8 later, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. 40s, Cromarty 4th, southwest 4 to 6, backing south 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally 6 later, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, southwest 4 or 5, backing south 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in Dogger, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, southwest 4 or 5, backing south 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, except in Dover, perhaps gale 8 later in Dover, rain later, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Portland, Plymouth, northwest Biscay, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, fair, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Biscay, variable 3, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Trafalgar, southwesterly 4 to 6 in northwest, otherwise variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, showers, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sol, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, rain or squally showers, poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southwest 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 for a time, occasionally storm 10 in Irish Sea, fair then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, south veering southwest 7 to severe gale 9, rain then squally showers, poor. Rockall, south veering southwest gale 8 to storm 10, rain then squally showers, moderate or poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, south 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic, mainly southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7 later in southeast Iceland, fair then rain or squally showers, good, becoming moderate or poor. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, south by west 5, 7 miles, 1,007, now falling. Stornoway, south by west 5, recent drizzle, 5 miles, 1,004, now falling. Lerwick, southwest 6, 8 miles, 1,004, rising. Wick Automatic, southwest by south 4, 12 miles, 1,007, rising. Aberdeen, south by east 2, 12 miles, 1,011, rising. Lucas, southwest 4, 19 miles, 1,012, now falling. Boomer, southwest 4, 9 miles, 1,014, rising. Bridlington, south by west 1, 1,017, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 2 miles, 1,023. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west 2, 1,022, rising. Jersey, south 3, 9 miles, 1,024, rising. Channel light vessel automatic. South 3, 2 miles, 1023. Scilly automatic. South southwest 6, mist 4 miles, 1019, now falling. Milford Haven. South southwest 4, mist 2 miles, 1018, rising more slowly. Aberporth, south by west 5, 11 miles, 1017, rising more slowly. Valley, south 5, mist 3 miles, 1016, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south southeast 3, 9 miles, 1017, now falling. Valencia, south by east 5, 6 miles, 1008, falling. Ronald's Way, south southeast 4, mist 4 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Mallinhead, south 4, 9 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Macrahenish automatic, south by west 4, 16 miles, 1010, now falling. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, moderate winds to start across more southern and eastern waters will quickly strengthen on Sunday as a deep Atlantic low moves northeast towards Iceland, bringing a spell of very windy conditions for the inshore waters over the next couple of days, with gales or severe gales affecting most areas and a risk of storms in the northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southeast 7 to severe gale 9, then veering southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Fair, then rain, squally showers later. Good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 4 or 5, backing south or southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Fair, then rain, squally showers later. Good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 3 to 5, backing south 7 or gale 8, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Fair, then rain, showers later. Good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 3 or 4, backing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 3 or 4, backing southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in east. Fog patches for a time at first, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first, and poor later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 3 or 4, backing southerly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South or southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, fair then rain, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, fair then rain, good, becoming moderate or poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 for a time, fair then rain, good, becoming moderate or poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. South 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 5 to 7 later, fair then rain, showers later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 5 to 7 later, fair then rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. South 6 increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Rain for a time. Good becoming moderate or poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southerly 5 or 6 increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Occasionally storm 10 in east. Fair then rain. Showers later. Moderate or good. Occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly 4 to 6, increasing gale 8 to storm 10. Fair, then rain. Showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southeast 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first. Fair, then rain. Squally showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 5 to 7, backing south gale 8 to storm 10, veering southwest 7 to severe gale 9 later, squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Welcome to The Inquiry on the BBC World Service with me, Sandra Canthal. Women have been able to take a pill to block pregnancy since 1960, and a variety of additional options have followed. But birth control choices for men are much more limited. Now, new innovations for male contraception are starting to show progress in clinical trials taking place around the world.
It worked the way we want it to, and that was the purpose, to show we can suppress and then it's fully recoverable, and we measure acceptability all along the way for both partners.
Developing new products for male birth control is one thing. Finding out if men want to take them is another.
All the low and middle income countries, you know, a majority of the men, so over 50% of the men, would try it within 12 months of it hitting the market. That's a really promising number.
So, are we ready for the new male contraceptives? That's next on The Inquiry after the news.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Israel says it's postponed Saturday's planned release of over 600 Palestinian prisoners because of what it described as ceasefire violations by Hamas. A BBC correspondent in Jerusalem says the move puts the whole ceasefire in serious jeopardy. David Bamford reports.
The Israeli Prime Minister's office said the delay would continue until the next release of Israeli hostages is secured. Benjamin Netanyahu also demanded an end to the televised release ceremonies by Hamas that he said demeaned the hostages. Earlier, Hamas released the last six living Israeli hostages agreed under the first phase of the ceasefire. Negotiations on the second phase, which would see the release of all remaining hostages in Gaza, are yet to be completed.
The Vatican says Pope Francis continues to be in a critical condition. He spent 8 nights in hospital. In a statement, the Vatican added that the Pope had suffered what it called a prolonged asthma-like respiratory crisis. He was given oxygen and blood transfusions. The statement said the pontiff, who's being treated for double pneumonia, was alert, but the prognosis remained guarded. The British Foreign Secretary says the government will unveil a new raft of sanctions against Russia to mark the third anniversary of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. David Lammy said Britain would work with the US and Europe to achieve sustainable, just peace. But he said Ukraine must also be involved. Ben Wright has more details.
While Donald Trump has poured scorn on President Zelensky and suggested Ukraine should be bystanders in peace talks, European leaders are trying to rally around a shared position. There's a big week of diplomacy ahead, with President Macron visiting the White House tomorrow and Sir Keir Starmer heading to Washington on Thursday. The Prime Minister says America must be part of Ukraine's security guarantee, but also accepts European countries must spend more